Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and you are listening to Wonderful Wednesday. So it is finally the day when we are kicking off our success challenge, shifting to success through love challenge. And of course, you don't have to register. You can just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success. Through Love Challenge, and you will see the instructions there, and you'll see challenges for the next 7 days or throughout the next 7 days. And of course, you can take the weekends off, Saturday and Sunday, but or you can choose to go through the entire weekend. Now, all 7 challenges will not be available, but you will have enough challenges that will take you through the weekend in case you want to go through the weekend. And so the challenge will most likely end next Wednesday, but we'll see. And if some ideas kind of pop into my head, then I will take the challenge even farther. So remember, you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. And you don't have to register. You can just follow the instructions and you will be able to kind of track down your challenge questions or the challenge for that day. And you don't have to really track it down because the instructions are going to be right there. Also, I want to encourage you to invite someone to join the challenge with you. And we're going to be using the hashtag love is the cure all, because it really is. And when you understand how to love yourself, how to connect with other people, how to open your mind and not make it just in a sense, sometimes you make it all about you, but sometimes you have to make it about others too. And that's where the great connection comes in. So this challenge is going to help you kind of open, let's say, your heart centers, for lack of a better phrase, which is a good phrase, to open your heart center so that you can achieve your goals not only faster, but so you can achieve them with more excellence. You can be excited about the goal. You can stay on track. You can keep your focus. And also you can really set some really authentic goals. So this is a great time to change your goals if you need to change them. It's early in the year. And it's okay to give yourself a do-over in the middle of the year or at the beginning of the year. It's okay. If you're not excited about the goals that you set, you can change those goals, because it is important that you are excited about the goals that you set for your own life. Now, our topic for today is feeling new and excited, rebooting your excitement about your goals. Now, I'm going to give you 3 strategies and our ideas that you can consider, and you can use these and they will help you to feel more excited. You're going to feel brand new when it comes to looking at your goals and actually taking action and getting those goals done. So we're going to talk about that today. Now, the first thing is, and it's interesting because I was talking about this just yesterday, is that you have to be honest about your why. So that's the very first thing. And we hear a lot about that. I think his name is Simon Sinek. He has a book that talks about finding your why and the importance of that. And that is something that's extremely important, because we're often told that in order to achieve a goal that you have to develop certain habits and you have to stick with those habits. And that's true, but that's only a part of goal achievement. If you can have the greatest habits of all, and you will most likely achieve on some level, but will you achieve something that's worthwhile, something that's meaningful to you? That's a whole nother ball game. If it's not meaningful to you, it's a lackluster goal and it's going to be a lackluster win for you. So you want to be honest about your why. Are you doing it for yourself? Are you doing it for someone else? Are you doing it to please someone else? So whatever that is, you want to take a moment and kind of refresh that, not just today while you're listening to the show, but you want to remind yourself of that every single day. And on those days when you don't feel like it, or when you think about quitting, or you want to fizzle out, that will be stuck in your brain and you're going to get back in the game. Or anytime you just kind of feel like you want to stop, just go back and read it or remind yourself of what that why is. And that is going to charge you up. So you're going to feel brand new. You're going to be excited. It's kind of like getting your second win. If you're running or if you're exercising and you want to quit, you get that second win when you start to imagine yourself having a certain type of body, looking a certain way, feeling a certain way. And then you get that second win and you keep going even if you want to quit. So you really want to be honest about your why. Now, if your why is, hey, I'm doing this to please someone else, then I want to encourage you to get a different why or to find another goal that works for you. Because here's the beauty of it. Whatever it is you're doing to please someone else, usually if you can put your attention on what your authentic why is, the outcome is going to be phenomenal either way. In other words, that person you're trying to please, you're going to end up pleasing them more than even they could possibly imagine. Why? Because people will respect you for being you, for bringing out your most authentic self, because that's a very high level of energy to live your life from. You can't help but be excited about that. So if you want that new feeling, you want to be excited, then you want to be honest about your why. And it's interesting that I'm talking about this and it's like February 7th. So this is early in the year, but I'm talking about this now because according to statistics, most people who set goals, who set New Year's resolutions, well, they've pretty much gotten off track or fizzled out by now. And if not, they'll be fizzled out by the end of the month. So it's great to understand what it takes for you to feel new and excited, because when we first set a goal, we're super excited about it. We're jumping into the game. It's really great. We're going to make it happen. But then after a while, we decide, maybe it's not worth it, or I don't feel like it today. So you really want to refine that why. And once again, if the why does not match the goal as to, you know, the goal that you said you wanted to achieve, change the goal. And get a more authentic why, in which case you're going to change the goal anyway. So that's number one. Number two is be conscious of the pictures or the outcome that you imagine in your mind. You have to take responsibility for the world that you see. If the world doesn't look the way you want it to look, and anybody who's been listening to this show beyond, 2 years, you've heard me say this more than once. I think if everybody were to take responsibility for the world that they see and really operate in the realm of authenticity in terms of doing what it is they were put here to do and operating in their calling, then the world that you want to see will make a shift. It will be because each person at that point is doing what they were sent here to do. And that's what we mean by doing life with power. So you want to be conscious of the pictures or the outcome that you imagine. And so what does that mean in terms of, first of all, as I said, take responsibility for the world that you see. And so if you don't like it, then change it. If your thoughts and energy are not supportive of your goals, then your life and your actions, it's going to show a different outcome. And of course, it's going to be an outcome that you don't like, an outcome that you're not comfortable with, an outcome that you really, really want to change. So in that respect, you want to be conscious of the pictures or the outcome that you imagine, because it's kind of like driving a car. And this is easier said than done, but it's doable because we're capable. But when it's like driving a car, you know, in order for you to get from point A to point B in a car, you have to actually see where you're going. You have to kind of see a little bit ahead on the road so that you can stay kind of between the lines there and you don't cross over into the wrong lane or you don't make the wrong turn. And that's the same thing when it comes to imagining your goals or the outcome of your goals. You have to kind of see a little bit ahead. Stephen Covey always talked about beginning with the end in mind. So that's the form of seeing ahead. So you have to constantly imagine that. Now, once again, let's connect this to number one, which is be honest about your why. Now, the truth of the matter is you will get what you imagine as long as your actions support what you imagine. Because you can imagine being a millionaire all day long, but if you do absolutely no work, you put no energy behind it, yeah, that's just you. Okay, that's fantasy land. That's what that's called. So But when you are excited about what you're doing and you imagine this outcome, and now your actions are going to support the thoughts and the, and it's going to generate the kind of energy, now you're going to get what you want. And what makes that happen? Being honest about why you're doing it. When you operate in that realm of authenticity, you're going to get the outcome that you want. Now, I'm going to give you a challenge in a few minutes, which kind of, which goes with our shifting to success through love challenge, because this is a big deal when it comes to getting what you want, when it comes to staying excited and feeling new and rebooting your excitement about your goals at will, whenever you need to make that happen. And the third point that I have for you before I give you the challenge is decide on one positive behavior that will bring the shift that you need. So you want to repeat that new behavior over and over until it sticks. And when you can do that, this allows you to really picture the outcome a lot stronger. It becomes more powerful. You become more convinced, and your actions will be congruent with the goal that you set and the visions that you have as it relates to that goal. And before you know it, you're going to get some amazing outcomes. And so you want to repeat that new behavior over and over until it sticks. That's the key right there. I know you've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, if you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. And they say psychologists and psychiatrists, this is what they have proven scientifically. Now, I'm not a psychologist, not a psychiatrist, not a doctor of any kind, but I will say this. I'm not so sure that that is the case. I don't think we all fit into kind of one basket. You know, I think people are different. And I think about having been in the military. There are people who were in the military, and in the military, physical training was not optional. And so there are people who were there for 6-7 years, some were there 20 years. And as soon as they got out, they stopped exercising. So if it didn't become a habit within 20 years, well, you need a little bit longer than 21 days. The point that I'm making, and this is, we're going to expound on this perhaps in another show for another day. But in a nutshell, the point that I'm getting to is that they didn't have a strong why, which allowed them to continue beyond, say, a 21-day period. So it takes more than just, oh, I'll do this for 21 days and then it will stick. You have to have a strong why. So you've got be honest about your why. The second point is be conscious of the pictures or outcome that you imagine. And the third point is decide on one positive behavior that will bring that shift so that you can actually picture the right outcome and then repeat that new behavior over and over until it sticks. Okay, now here is the challenge or a portion of the challenge. First of all, the challenge starts today. And so if you want to get the rest of the challenge, then go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. Now, the first part of the challenge is that is in what way does your thoughts or do your thoughts and energy support your goals? And if you can't find that connection based on what you said you desire to bring into your life, then there are some other things that you want to do as a part of this challenge. So go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. And you can get the rest of this and get the answer as to what you need to do next as a part of the day one challenge. Okay. Cause you're about to shift into serious success mode, through love at the end of 7 days. So once again, the question is, in what ways do your thoughts and energy support your goals? And if you can't find the connection based on what you said you desire to bring into your life, then go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge and get instructions as to what to do next. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today on this wonderful Wednesday. And I just want to remind you to do life with power. Enjoy this day.